Rock 107 WIRX, good morning. It's 7:10. It is the Plan B Morning Show. And, of course, it is time for your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
All I can say is I want one of these. At a recent car show in Switzerland, Hyundai unveiled a dune buggy that transforms into a jet ski. A dune buggy that transforms into a jet ski. The Hyundai Kite is a doorless, roofless, and windowless vehicle that can drive both on streets and over water. It features oversized racing wheels for when you're on land and also a water jet turbine that powers you through the waves. Amazingly, this thing was created by 15 college students who are earning their master's degree in transportation design. This is awesome. It's probably not in my pay range, but maybe someday, if I ever win the lottery, I'm going to buy a whole fleet of them. We're going to go have a party out on the dunes, and then we're going to go right into the water. It's going to be great. Well, O.J. Simpson's lawyer once admitted that he murdered Nicole Brown Simpson. TMZ has acquired an outtake from Fox's special O.J. Simpson, The Lost Confession. In the clip, former publisher Judith Regan says her book deal and interview with O.J. arose from an admission from his lawyer. She says, quote, "I received a phone call from an attorney who said that O.J. was ready to confess. The only condition that he had was that he didn't want to call the book I Did It. He wanted to put an if in front of it so he would have a deniability with his children." O.J. Simpson, The Lost Confession, airs this Sunday at 8 p.m. on Fox. I mean, we all know. I don't know why we're still playing this charade like, oh, we're not sure. Did he do it? Did he not? He did it. Come on. We all know it. We're just not saying it for some reason. Well, if you want to be happier at your job, it's easy. Just physically torture your boss. Symbolically. I forgot to say symbolically. That's kind of an important part of this whole thing. According to a new study of 229 people in the U.S. and Canada, when employees got voodoo dolls of their bosses and jammed needles into them, they actually made them feel less resentful about their jobs. I love this, man. And afterwards, the quality of their work even went up. The researcher said, quote, "As weird as it sounds, we found a simple and harmless symbolic act of retaliation can make people feel like they're getting even and restoring their sense of fairness." And if you're worried about casually, you know, dabbling into the black arts with voodoo, they say other things could work too, like throwing darts at a picture of your boss's face on a dartboard. Imagine you're sitting in your cubicle throwing darts. Your boss walks by like, hey, Steve, what's with the dartboard? Hey, you know, just relieving some stress there, boss. Yeah, I see that. My picture's on the dartboard. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm doing it. Do you mind? I don't know if you'd last too long if the boss saw that. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?